It's a Tuesday morning. You know what that means. It is the Dial a Doc show this morning from FHN. And Dial a Doc this morning, we have a doctor with us. Dr. Jack Herman's with us. Hey, Dr. Herman, good morning. Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Thanks for joining me here today. Dr. Herman, together with Dr. Perry, are going to do a series of monthly community health forums now starting here in April, sponsored jointly by the Health Department and FHN. Dr. Herman, you have a lot of experience in the field of healthcare. Tell us a little bit about what you've done and your connection to us here in Northwest Illinois.
Yeah, as some of your listeners may remember, I'm a veterinarian. My clinical specialty is in reproduction, so I'm an OBGYN for animals. And I was in practice here in Stevens County, Greene County, Wisconsin, for 25 years, from 78 to 2003. And we had offices in Freeport and Cedarville. And during that period, I always had a dichotomous career where I worked a little bit at the health department also with previous public health administrator Jeff Todd and his staff. I also have a master's degree in public health, so I've always been interested in veterinary medicine, human medicine, community health, and over the years ended up coordinating the community health assessment for Stevens County in 1998 and 2003, 2007 or 8, you know, and on, I did about three or four times. And So I also have an interest and have had an interest in health policy and public health policy in general, and I ended up working as Senator Dick Durbin's public health policy advisor through the AAAS Science and Technology Policy Fellowship in 2003-2004, and so I worked in health policy at the federal level and continue to do so. And then I joined the University of Illinois faculty in 2004 and have been doing public health policy, and also veterinary medicine ever since then. So it's been a long and interesting ride, at least for me. And that's kind of how I got to this point in time.
Wow. Okay, Dr. Jack Herman is with us here today, Dial a Doc program with FHN. Now, FHN and the Stevenson County Health Department, they're partnering together to present a series of discussion forums on a variety of health topics. How did the idea for this series come about, Dr. Herman?
Yeah, as a faculty member at U of I, we have that service component of our faculty appointments. And in 2005, a colleague of mine and I and some other faculty members started a series of community health forums centered around pandemic flu outbreak, H5N1 flu outbreak in 2005. And we went all throughout the state talking about avian flu and the risk associated with it, because there was a lot of misinformation about it. There were people who were adopting an attitude similar to that which they had at Y2K. They were, you know, hoarding food and worrying that the avian influenza pandemic was going to replicate that of 1918. And so that community forum series concept, we continued on concerning a whole bunch of different topics, relevant topics that people were concerned about that year or that period. And so we started doing that in 06, 07, and throughout, again, the state. And so when I started spending a little bit more time up here in the last year, back in Stevenson County, I talked to Mike Perry and said, hey, why don't we start doing this up here too? There's no reason why we have to relegate community health forums only to Chicago area, Rockford area, Quad Cities, or university towns. Why can't we just do it here in Freeport as well? So that was the genesis of it.
All right, and you're one of the presenters. Who else is going to be presenting, Doc?
Dr. Perry will be talking about negotiating the healthcare system. He and I will do one on exercise and cognition. And my niece, Lynn Herman, Dr. Lynn Herman, will be doing one on kinesiology. And for people who aren't gym rats, how they can still stay fit even though they don't want to go to the YMCA or some other area to work out. Yvette Johnson, Dr. Yvette Johnson, a colleague of mine from Illinois, who is the DVM and also a PhD in epidemiology, will be talking about infectious disease risks. And we'll have Ellen Wenzel. Of course, people know Ellen Wenzel from the community, will be the moderator for all of the 8 community forums, which will stretch all the way into November.
All right. And this all intended to be interactive, right? How's it being handled?
Yeah, Alan will be the moderator. He'll introduce the speakers next Tuesday at our first one. He'll spend a little bit more time talking about the format, but also about the need for consumers, for people interested in health topics, to be discriminating in the information and the source of information. And then we'll just go on from there. The presenters will talk for about half hour, 45 minutes, and then the rest of the time we'll have available for question and answers. The format we usually use at these community forums is we'll pass out index cards, and the attendees then can write their questions down in index cards, and then when we go to the discussion, we can have a very free and open discussion just working off the index cards from the audience.
We're talking to Dr. Jack Herman here today, talking about the joint community health forums that are going to be happening between the joint program with the health department, Stevenson County, and also FHN. How many presentations in this series?
Yeah, there will be 8 of them. So we're going from April every month into November. So it's the second Tuesday of the month, 6:30 at the library.
And that means we're coming up, the next one is going to be this coming Tuesday, right?
Yep, the first one will be Tuesday. That's our inaugural voyage.
And so that's this coming Tuesday at the library, and you said 6:30, is that the time?
6:30, and we'll roughly run till 8 o'clock. I think that the library closes that large meeting room at 8, so they'll probably kick us out, but... you know, if we could continue the discussion, I'm more than welcome to do so elsewhere. So, but right. Officially, I think it's 6:30 to 8.
And in terms of the first topic now coming up this coming Tuesday at the library in Freeport, what's the first topic?
Yeah, this is a talk that I started giving some years ago, and I call it Food Fads and Fables. And it's really about, people are very often confused about what they should eat. You know, sometimes people read coffee's good for you, coffee's bad for you, this is good for you, this is bad for you, organic versus conventional, GMOs, et cetera, and so we'll try to sort out what is actually supported by evidence and what is more faddish than anything else.
Wow. Okay. Very important meeting and very interesting meeting as well. Now, with this forum that's going to be happening all the way through November now, starting here in April, where can people find out information, Doc, about the forums?
Certainly through media outlets like your own, and also Freeport Health Network has it up on their website. I just checked Stevenson County's website, and it's not listed on their calendar yet, so I'll have to call up Craig after we get done and ask him to get that on there.
All right, and of course that's FHN.org is the website there. Doc, great to talk to you. Great information, and it sounds like a great meeting and great forum coming up a week from Tuesday. Let's talk again soon, okay?
That'd be great. I'd love to hear it. Yep.
Very good. Dr. Jack Herman here today, and he's going to be with the Food Fables and Discussion. That's going to be, it's going to be 1 week from today. It is next Tuesday, and that's going to be at 6:30 at the Public Library in Freeport, and that's happening as all part of the Joint Health Forum, the connection between the FHN and the Stevenson County Health Department, here today on the Dial-A-Doc program on FHN.